The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. The FCC's ban on foreign-made drones. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. A ban on all new foreign-made drones and components, namely from China, has been put into place recently by the Federal Communications Commission due to concerns over our national security.
When they say Chinese and foreign drones, they're really talking about DJI because they've got 80-90% of the drone market. And I know in my fleet, the drones I use, I'm a 100% DJI user.
And that's Chad Colby with Colby Ag Tech. He says the impact of farming won't be felt immediately, but it will be felt a couple of years from now.
The challenge is going to really be when you start getting out there in 28, 29, and 30. Because you can still buy the drones that are okay to use in the U.S. The problem is going to be the new drones, not the ones we already have today, not the ones that are already on the market, the next generation and the generation after that. I don't think in 26 you're going to see any kind of change in aerial application or even high resolution imagery. That stuff's pretty much going to be the same. But in the future, you certainly will feel the effects, I believe.
He says he's concerned that by handcuffing that new technology, it may also indirectly handcuff many of the new advances that are being used by drones in farming.
There's a lot of your listeners right now that utilize drones in a different capacity than they did maybe 5 or 10 years ago. You were using them for basic scouting tools. Well, now we're doing application and we're doing serious application. I know several companies that use drones that spray hundreds of thousands of acres. We're talking about fleets of drones. And they're doing it because there's an advantage to using that technology.
Colby adds that an exception should be considered for those new drones if they're being used for agriculture.
I mean, don't kid yourself. We need to have a safe country and we need to have safe airspace. And that's something most people don't know about. But on the same place, if you got a 300-acre field in North Dakota that you want to apply fertilizer to or whatever it is with a sprayer drone, I think you should be able to do that. How is that any different than an airplane? It's just because drones, whether we like to admit it or not, are still in their infancy. What that space looks like 10 years from now will be nothing like it is today.
Read more at MichiganAgToday.com.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Hi, I'm Elena Preston from Cassopolis FFA in Southern Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
The clipper system that moved in last night is gone, but we're not setting up for all roses yet. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag weather update. Happy New Year, everyone. 2026 is here. Looks a lot like how we finished 2025. Again, that clipper that moved into southern parts of the state and into the eastern Corn Belt late yesterday and overnight last night, it's gone, pushing off quickly to the east and south. But we have a secondary surge of moisture. I don't want to say this is another clipper. It doesn't look quite right to me to come in that way, but I do think we have to allow for another burst of snow, maybe some lake-enhanced snow over southern lower Michigan later this afternoon and evening before everything kind of winds down and winds die off overnight tonight. So quite chilly here for the balance of today and tomorrow. Not as cold for Saturday and Sunday. We are going to be precipitation free for tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday as well. More clouds around in the north Sunday, but I don't think any major precipitation. Starting off next week on Monday, yep, we've got some moisture there. Rain and snow both. Snow farther north, but maybe some mixed rain and snow action down in central and southern parts of lower Michigan. Liquid equivalents here up to half an inch. So where we do see snow in the UP and northern lower Michigan, could see some accumulations. The moisture moves out relatively quickly, starting to clear by late Monday afternoon. And then the rest of next week, Tuesday through Saturday, we are well above normal on temperatures. We are dry for a large part of that until our next strong front comes in Saturday and Sunday. It's going to start with rain and end to some significant snow on Sunday. I'm Ryan Martin.
It takes focus, dedication, and vision to run a farming operation. Those are also the qualities we at Michigan Ag Today have in bringing you the information you need every day. With the largest broadcast team in the state, we have the resources to cover Michigan agriculture. That's why we are the most listened to and most trusted media source in Michigan. We are Michigan Ag Today, heard daily on this station.
The grain, oil seeds, and livestock markets are closed today because of the New Year's Day holiday. But let's take a look back at how the markets performed on New Year's Eve as we check in with Andy Eubank and with Tom Fritz with EFG Group Chicago. They spoke at the close of trade on Wednesday.
We have wrung out 2025, did it with a sell-off, Tom. And let's begin with the bean market sell-off. That market not looking real good at the moment after double-digit losses to end the year.
No, you're absolutely right. Looks absolutely ugly. Even the meal market gave it up. Soybean oil gave it up. We've factored in whatever China's going to buy. In fact, they're probably just over 10 million tons. So another 1.5 to 2 million tons really isn't going to make a difference. The weather situation in Brazil, I can't find a problem with it. You've got fundamental factors and you've got technical factors all working against the soybean oil, the soybean complex.
Once again, Tom Fritz with EFG Group Chicago. Settlements from the final trading day of 2025. March corn down just a quarter cent at 440 and a quarter. May corn also a quarter cent lower, 448 and a quarter. January soybeans, though, falling 15 and three quarters to 1030 and a half. March beans, 14 and three quarters lower, 1047 and a half. And March wheat down 3 3/4 to 507. February live cattle gaining $1.12 on Wednesday at 231.60, but February lean hogs down 35 cents to 85.10. Once again, the grain, oil seeds, and livestock markets all closed today in celebration of New Year's Day. And on behalf of all of us here at Michigan Ag Today, we wish you and your loved ones a safe and happy New Year. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.